Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
After a soaker that did some serious damage across our area, what can we expect today? Well, let's check in with AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Susan, we'll see improved weather. Improved, certainly we're not going to see the tremendous downpours that produced 1, 2, even 3 inches of rain or more over the past 36 hours across this tri-state, and obviously some flooding. Today, just a bit of rain and drizzled around this morning. Some fog patches, reduced visibility, but generally improved weather. And this afternoon, really not much more than a shower or two. Even better news, we're going to get back to some sunshine as we head into the day tomorrow. So the worst is behind us. Still going to be damp around the edges today, but nothing like the downpours that we saw yesterday that led to flooding.
All right, we will take that. The heavy rain shut down part of the Belt Parkway at one point yesterday. Dozens of trees came down in southeastern Queens and in parts of Brooklyn, a mess.
Crossing the street in Coney Island on Neptune Avenue and West 33rd Street, the floodwaters coming up to people's knees.
This is really one insane summer.
Yeah.
But this is something that's been going on for years. They've been repairing this since I've been out here. I saw them break the street down about like 7 to 8 times. Still the same.
For people that live here, they say each time there's severe rain, this intersection gets hit hard.
This right here is a problem, and it's getting worse by the moment. We continue with this weather, so we'll be seeing you later. Come in and rescue us.
And are concerned about the floodwaters rising even higher if the rain continues. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Coney Island.
In Monmouth County, New Jersey, a wild scene at one big box store.
Route 35 in Ocean Township has been one big flash flood zone.
It was a pretty fast moving storm and pretty torrential when we talk about the number of inches.
Monmouth County Sheriff Sean Golden says the roof collapsed on 20% of the rear of the BJ's. Somehow, nobody was hurt.
The flash flooding in the county, in some other areas as well, was treacherous on the roadways, and certainly we've had a lot of stranded motorists.
Very unexpected.
Many of them took shelter at the Blue Swan Diner nearby with owner Mario Magripoulos.
We do have some people that were stranded on Route 35, you know, that have walked through the water and they came here.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Before we were inundated with the heavy rain, we had that 4-day heat wave across the tri-state. Now confirmation that it was deadly. The mayor's office confirming that 3 city residents who died in their homes over the weekend passed from heat-related medical issues. Turns out the cop who was struck in the back in his bulletproof vest during a confrontation with an armed teenager Sunday morning in Crown Heights was hit by friendly fire. Detective Robert Carroll suffered a contusion and is, thank goodness, expected to recover. A West Orange teen, 18-year-old Kamani Bartletto, was subdued by officers using a stun gun. He is now looking at attempted murder charges, criminal mischief, and other counts. Know your rights. That is the message from officials to residents in Hackensack after 24 people were detained there during ICE operations over the last 2 days.
Mayor Cassine Gaines taking to social media to urge Hackensack residents to know their rights during and following this ICE action. He tells 1010 Winds many of those that were detained near the Hackensack Market on Passaic Street.
People want to feel safe and comfortable within the city. And I think that everyone has the right to feel that way. There's certainly a heightened sense of anxiety when people are seeing federal agents of any sort.
Gaines tells us Hackensack cops played no role. He's directed those detained to seek state-funded legal resources if they need it.
Everyone who is in this country has the right to due process.
Now, ICE has not commented so far in the 2 days of action. 1010 Winds has reached out again this morning for comment. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Word that congestion pricing is helping first responders in the city. A paper published by the National Bureau of Economic Research finds the amount of time it takes for ambulances to get from the scene of an incident to the hospital below 60th Street has dropped by more than a minute. That, the report says, since congestion pricing kicked in January of last year. The data has yet to be peer-reviewed, though, and the union representing FDNY EMTs says anecdotal evidence from their members is not seeing that. They say they want to see more research on the matter. That Upper East Side Legionnaires outbreak, it's now up to 23 people who are sick.
Health Commissioner Dr. Alistair Martin urges anyone with flu-like symptoms to see their doctor. Legionnaires is a form of pneumonia.
This is a disease that's eminently treatable if we act early and get the person treated.
Since the report of several cases, inspectors have looked at and are testing all cooling towers in the zip codes 10075, 10028, and 10128.
And we're just going to go in and aggressively treat all of those that are potentially causing this cluster.
The commissioner reminds those living or working in the area that tap water is safe and it is okay to keep your AC on. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Following the death of Happy the Elephant in May, the Bronx Zoo is said to be thinking about transferring Patty to a sanctuary. Patty is their last remaining pachyderm, who is 57 years old. Last month, the Wildlife Conservation Society confirmed that it checked out the elephant sanctuary in Tennessee to see if it's suitable. Animal rights groups battled with the zoo for years over Happy, who the zoo says chose not to be on exhibit and had to be separated from Patty because they didn't get along. One lawsuit tried to have Happy designated as a person, but that was denied. The Bronx Zoo, meantime, has confirmed that after Patty, it will end its elephant program.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.